Okay, so we were talking about how the relationship of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world, the way he's manifest in the world, is through the Midas. That's the relationship of a Kadosh Baruch Hu is to the world as the Guf is to the Neshama is to the Guf, and everything that happens is the Koach of the Neshama, it's the Koach of a Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And then he finished off saying is that what keeps the world going is our Torah and Mitzvah. It's the same way that what keeps the Neshama connected to the Guf is Achila v'Shtiyah. Now he's going to say that it's not just Achila v'Shtiyah, it's not just any Torah and Mitzvah. It's specifically Tefillah, more than any other area of Torah and Mitzvah. What's the reason for that? The reason for that is because Tefillah is B'makom Karbanos, and as we know, Karbanos is considered like an achila of a Kadosh Baruch Hu. Why is Karbana, and he brings proof to it. He says, Uvifrat, in the beginning of Shaar Beis Perek Tes, Uvifrat Be'ez Omdu L'Hispalel L'Fon of Yisbarach, specifically when a person's involved in prayer, Asher B'Shaita Miyuchedis Lahi Ikra HaMozoin L'Ha'olamos. That is the mozoin which keeps the worlds connected. Ula Nefesh Ha'adam Atzmein, so too for your Nefesh. And then he brings from the Zohar, many places like that, it's the mazin is like is the tefillah. He brings up a bunch of czars. He learns that was the whole entire inyan. The czar learns that was really the whole inyan of kitzayid befiv, that Esav fooled the Avram Avinu with his mouth, meaning he used to be able to provide him food, meaning spiritual food. He used to connect the neshama with the guf. There's a whole zohar there that he explains this inyan, and I don't want to get involved in it too much because I don't really understand what's going on. But he does say a few ramazim here in the Haggah, in an incredible Haggah here. He says like this: Va'avodas hatfila neged timidim tiknua. That the avodah of tefillah is corresponds to the karbanos. Shayu gamkein b'shaita kavua lahem ikra hamazon, because karbanos are also the ikra food of Hashem, and that it says in the pasuk explicitly, ke'inyan shamru es karbani lachmi. Hashem says it's my bread. What does it mean? Hashem says it's my bread. So I don't think anyone ever knew what that meant. This is pshat. It's my lechem. Means this karban is what's keeping me in the world. The same way that lechem for you keeps your neshama in your guf. That's what lachmi means. Because the avodah of the karbanos is what keeps Hashem connected to the world. Because you're taking physical things and lifting them up by saying that even the physical things, we see the spirituality in them. We see that they are really here to serve Hashem. So therefore Hashem says, oh, you're seeing the spiritual side of the physical. So therefore I could stay in the world because you're still seeing me here. So therefore the karban is the lechem, which keeps me, Hashem, connected to the world. And he says, that's why, just like a person, you have to have two good meals a day, right? You're supposed to have two good meals a day, in the morning and the evening. So he's saying, so too, there's a carbon talmid in the morning and the evening, because those were kav yachol, the meals of Kadosh Baruch Hu. Now, why do we need two meals a day? The opposite is that since there's this spiritual inyan of needing of a Kadosh Baruch Hu needing it twice a day, Hashem made us in the Bria need it also, so that we would understand better the idea of two meals a day. But it's not that he's doing two meals a day as a mashal to us. It's the opposite. It's we're mashal to that. And the korbanos are called lechem all the time. Kies lechem elokecha hu makriv. Right, the karban brings lechem elokecha. Like it says in the chazis, ra'ayasi ein ra'ayasi la parnasasi. Hein, shiyiru oisi b'shnei tamidim. That they keep me alive through the korban tamidim. Now you understand why on Shavasa B'Tamuz, the great avla of Shavasa B'Tamuz was batal ha'tamid. The korban tamid became batal. So what's the big deal? The big deal is this, is that now there's starvation. That's the meals, the basic nourishment of the world. Right? He brings a few other czars like that. Then he says, this is why, I don't know where I saw this. I thought I saw this somewhere. This is why, maybe it's on the bottom here from Rebelli Weintraub. I'm not sure where I saw this, but someone says this is why it's the Gemara takes it so severely to eat before davening. The Gemara says, according to one opinion, that eating before davening is like chayv misa. Why is it so bad to eat before davening? Because you're worried about your food more than Hashem's food. That's the point. It's like eating before davening is you're worried about your own meal. What about Hashem's meal, so to speak? Because our tefillah is b'makom the korbanos. Okay. V'chein, parat ubir shom, kol ivari kli mevashli u'macholei ha'achila sheba'adam, she'heim agamkin b'studri pirkei ha'merkava. So he says, so too, the digestive process of a person is kineged, the digestive process of the carbon. Meaning that we know that the carbon is referred to in the psukim as ishei reach nichoach la'ashem. Okay, this is mind-blowing. It's an ishei, it's a fire, reach, a smell, nichoach, that's a nice smell, and it's not la'ashem. So he says, these shalosh dargin, ishei reach nichoach, is the same, but connected the three things that the achila goes through when you eat. First you eat, you have to break down the food. That's connected to kaved, the liver, so to speak, breaks down the food. Then it goes into the lave, it becomes like part of the blood and it goes into the lave. So you break it down to something a little bit less physical, goes into the lave. And then you feel satisfied, and then it nourishes you. That's the nourishment. That's like not so physical. It's more like, you know, the nourishment. And then there's the moyach. Oh, I feel better. The satisfaction of that I ate. So there's the physical chewing and it breaking it down. Then there's the next step that it nourished the body. The third step is, oh, you feel satiated. I think that's what he's saying. So those are the three things also. Is that first there's the ishei. The ishei is the fire. It takes the carbon. It burns the carbon up. There's the reach, which is produced. That's what produces the smoke. So it's consumed. And now the smoke there, which is the nourishment, so to speak. Amen. And then there's the nichoyach. It's like kavyachol, the nachas ruach, that comes afterwards. Okay? Now, shall yodam misyash mashlisha bechina is nefesh ruach neshama. She ish ikar mashkana v'usach elu shlisha evar. And then so this is kineged, the nourishment that happens to the three parts of the soul. Right? Remember we said the most physical part of the soul is the nefesh. The nefesh is just basically the physicality. There's the ruach when the physical starts getting a little bit more spiritual, the neshama is a little bit more. Then there's the neshama which is not even in the guf. He said from the mashal of the glass blower, that's outside the guf. But that's the neshama which is much more spiritual. So he says those are the three parts. Is that the nefesh gets satiated from the kaved, which is breaking down, which is the most physical, which is the ishei. That's what keeps the nefesh going. What keeps the ruach going is like the reach, reach, ruach. Is the ishei reach, is the reach part, which is, it's a little bit physical, but it's less physical. So that's what we say, ruach is the combination. Right? Ruach is when it's in the middle there. It's between, it's not mamash physical, but it's in between, right? It's using the blowing, it's in between. So that's in the lathe. And that is connected, the part where a person eats and gets the nourishment. It's a little bit less physical, such as the chewing and the breaking down. And then there's the nichoyach, which is connected to the moyach, which is the satisfaction, which comes with the neshama. So the afterthought of the eating is when the person feels satiated, feels satisfied, that's the neshama. But then there's one more part after all that, which is la'ashem. Because after a person satiates the neshama, then there's the shurish of neshama, which is all the way back to Hashem, and that's the connection. So he says, that the same, that the process that a korban goes through to provide the rech nechoach l'Hashem, to provide the nourishment, klapei kutcha brichu, meaning to say, the ability for kutcha brichu to stay connected to the world, that's the process that physical food follows when it gets broken down in the body, allowing, providing the nourishment for the neshama to stay involved in the guf.
Right. We'll see that avoida now of korbanos. That's the rasha. Why that?
No, it's the eating of the neshama, not the eating of the guf. So he's saying that that's the tefillah is avodas korbanos today. Today the tefillah is avodas korbanos. But he does say that lachin amur chazal, what you just said, bizman, the last line, bizman shebeis hamikdash hayakayam mizbeach mechaper, achshav shulchan hoy shel adam mechaper alav. There's a gemara that a table's like a shulchan, a table's like a mizbeach.
So it's an
avoida of eating. The eating is that I'm eating for the purpose of turning this physical into ruchnias. So it's like a korban, basically. Huh?
Not easy.
No. So that's the lesson he teaches over here. It's an incredibly deep Indian. And again, the concept being is that the tefillah is what connects HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the world, and that's in the place of achila and shtiyah. Okay.